From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Brian Babylon, Jesse Klein, and Hannibal Buress. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time. It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Laura from Santa Fe.
Hey, how are things in Santa Fe?
Cold.
Yeah, well, it's you're high up in the mountains there, right? So it's none of that desert stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. And are you a very arty spiritual person? Because that's my understanding of what Santa Fe is like.
I think I'm supposed to be more arty and spiritual.
So you're just you don't go in for none of that stuff?
No.
That's good for you. Because they need at least one cynic, I think.
Right, exactly.
Well, Laura, it is good to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Laura's topic?
College is awesome!
Freshman year of college is a time for self-discovery. As we all know, it's when you discover Elliot Smith and your new fatter self. Our panelists are going to read you three news stories from the week about odd discoveries that were made recently by college freshmen. Guess the true story and you'll win Carl's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First, let's hear from Jesse Klein.
When seeking a college roommate, most kids hope to find someone with whom they share a few things in common. An interest in lacrosse, maybe a passion for beer, or perhaps a mutual love or mutual hatred for the music of Justin Bieber. But when Michaela Stern Ellis enrolled at Tulane University, she had no idea what using the school's online roommate finder would lead her to discover. Seeking a roommate with simply a compatible personality, she created a profile that included a photo and mentioned that she loved theater and had lesbian parents. You know, the basics. She then stumbled on the profile of Emily Nappy, a girl who, like her, also loved theater and had lesbian parents. This might have seemed like a pretty weird coincidence, but in 2014, almost every liberal arts student is interested in theater and has lesbian parents. However, Emily's photo also showed that she had wavy hair and a cleft chin, very similar to Michaela's wavy hair and cleft chin. Emily already had a roommate, but the two became friends on Facebook and ended up in the same dorm. Once they found themselves in the same production of the Vagina Monologues, they knew something was up. They eventually discovered that both sets of parents had conceived the girls with the help of a West Coast sperm bank, where they'd both picked a Colombian sperm donor. With a little more fact-checking, the truth was revealed. Michaela and Emily were sisters. The two texted each other for hours, afraid to talk on the phone because no one does that anymore. But in the end, both girls are super excited to have a new family member as well as a new follower on Twitter and Instagram.
Two young women go to college, look for a compatible roommate, and find a sibling they never knew they had. Your next story of a fresh person discovering something comes from Brian Babylon.
British pop star Liam Payne from One Direction wants to be an actor. And last year, he got cast as a lead to the sequel to the Nick Cannon hit movie Drumline. Drumline is a story of a black college marching band in the South and their journey to a big showdown against a rival school. So to prepare for the role, Liam decided to do a semester of college to submerge himself in black college life. "I wanted to go somewhere where I can get a sense of the Drumline culture," said surprisingly articulate Liam Payne. He did some research and chose Clark Atlanta University, the historically black university where the first Drumline movie was shot. His managers got to work and enrolled him for the fall semester. The problem was they called the wrong Clark. Instead of Clark Atlanta University, they enrolled him in Clark College in Dubuque, Iowa. And even worse for Liam, he didn't figure this out until the last week of the semester. "I should have known when I heard all the Mumford and Sons, plus there was all the white people." But instead of doing it all over, Liam has decided just to switch movies. Instead of Drumline sequel, he is now starring in the Grumpy Old Man 3 movie.
A young man wants to go to Clark University in Atlanta, a historically black college, and ends up in Clark in Iowa, which is not. Your last story of a first for a first year comes from Hannibal Buress.
The annual poster sale at Boston University is the highlight of freshman orientation week. It's when 18-year-olds from all over the country display their individual athlete by buying the same poster as everyone else in their dorm. Since 1895, that poster has been Edvard Munch's The Scream. BU freshman Luke McGill got his screen posted this fall for only $10 instead of the usual $12.99 because the printing looked a little off. When he hung it at his dorm next to his roommate's poster of The Scream, he noticed that they looked completely different. My roommate's poster was flat and shiny. Mine was weird and lumpy and looked used, but it was only $10, so who cares? A few weeks later, Luke invited a sophomore art history major back to his dorm to study. Turns out she just wanted to study. She was really interested in the poster and asked if she could borrow it to show a professor, Luke said. Turns out the poster was one of four original versions of the painting stolen from a museum in Oslo several years ago. After a talk with the FBI and a visit with Interpol, Luke got his $10 back and the painting was returned to Norway. And apart from a few hot plate scorch marks, it's in pretty good condition.
All right. Here are your three stories. From Jesse Klein, two young freshmen go to Tulane University and find that instead of just being very compatible, they're actually sisters. From Brian Babylon, a young man wants to go to a historically black college, ends up at a historically, well, white college in Iowa, but really enjoys it. Or from Hannibal Burris, how a young man at Boston University buys a poster of Edvard Munch's The Scream and discovers it's the real thing. Which of these is the real story of a shocking discovery in the dorm this week?
I think I would buy Jesse's.
You're going to go for Jesse's story of the roommates finding out they say had the same encapsulated father?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
All right. Well, we spoke to someone intimately involved with the real story.
We realized that we both had Colombian sperm donors, and winter break when we got a little curious and we compared sperm donor numbers and we had the same number.
That was Michaela Stern Ellis, one of the sisters who discovered each other at Tulane this year. Congratulations, Laura,
awesome.
You got it right.
Thank you.
You earned a point for Jesse. You've won our prize. Carol Cassie will record the greeting in your home voicemail. Well done.
I didn't teach you how to walk, skip a rope, roll a wheel. What's gone is past. I'm the first to last. Yeah, I'm your dad.